driving along the coast of the Big Island, the lava lands of North Kona seem to stretch on forever. I'm at an area called Ka'upulehu, where pockets of fountain grass and kiawe trees pop out against the desolate backdrop of 200-year-old dried pahoehoe lava.
As we look at the ocean, we can just see the top of the Kohala Mountains, and we begin to see the undulating landscape that is a part of this lava flow from Hualalai.
Hannah Springer grew up in the uplands here. Her family's ranch is behind us on the slopes of Hualalai. Her ties to this place go back 5 generations.
We have seen transformational changes in society and on the landscape as well.
Those changes are visible in the waters just beyond these lava fields. Springer says for a long time, the rich and abundant marine life was protected by the area's isolation. Roads to the coast weren't paved, and Hawaiians who fished here only took what they and their families could eat.
When I was a kid, the charismatic fishes, the Triton trumpets, the helmet shells, the big augers, you could see their paths in the sand deposits in that shoreline. Lobsters walked around in broad daylight. I have seen this. The paku'iku'i, the yellow-eyed kole, were there in remarkable abundance.
But Springer says that all changed in 1975, when the Queen Kahumanu Highway was built. This created access roads to these fishing grounds.
Now, we're not talking a shoreline or an ocean that's wild, like the windward sides of Hamakua or Hilo, Puna or Kau. This is like walk in water. If you can get to the ocean, it's easy to get into. This abundance was thus exposed to those who were there to take it, and take they did.
Springer says immediately there was a decline in abundance and variety of species along the shoreline. Commercial fishers would drive through, taking truckloads of fresh fish with them. This spurred Springer and other community members to action. They've been fighting for a fishing moratorium in the area for nearly 2 decades. Kekaulike Tomich has been part of that fight. He's also Springer's son. The 27-year-old walks along the shoreline, pointing out salt flats along the way.
Here it was famous for the salt, said to be as white as snow. And well, we can't see any today because it is raining.
Tomich remembers catching his first fish here, a green wrasse or hinalea. He now brings his 4-year-old daughter to swim and snorkel in those same waters.
It's our homeland. It's a place that has sustained us. It's a place that sustained our ancestors. And yeah, it's an important resource for the people of North Kona.
An important resource he's hopeful will be around for future generations. Earlier this year, Governor Ige signed a new law that created a 10-year marine reserve across this 3.5-mile stretch of coastline. Tomich and others say that's a good first step, but know they have a long way to go. Molly Solomon for HPR News.